Taking a little time at the beginning of the sitting to either establish or recognize a stability of body, stability of posture sitting here. Perhaps a stability that begins from where your body contacts the chair or the cushion. Or even where, if you're in the chair, where your feet are firmly on the floor or on the cushion, the stability that's available through the wide support of the knees, your bottom. Perhaps as you exhale, to relax into the pull of gravity. Relax into the support and stability of your lower body. Perhaps feeling the stability and steadiness of your pelvis, your lower torso. Your mind might wander all over the place, but your lower torso, your pelvis perhaps, remains stable, steady, maybe even grounded here, quietly, maybe, supporting your body. Perhaps softening the belly, relaxing the stomach area. As you exhale, letting go into the support of that. Your weight shifts downwards as you relax your belly. Perhaps as you exhale, you can soften, relax your shoulders. Maybe ever so slightly, the shoulders release and settle downward. And always a settling into more stability and steadiness here. Sometimes our thinking mind, if it's active enough, can be felt or to be correlated with ever so small ways in which we hold our face. The cheeks, the nose, the forehead, the jaw. Perhaps as you exhale, you can release the muscles of your face away from the skull. Soften the face. And this relaxing and softening of the body can be a way of settling into the stability of body, the support of the body. The body is always in the present moment. Your mind may not be, at least in its thoughts. And perhaps you can also relax, let go of the tightness in the thinking muscle. Whatever pressure or tension or agitated energy there might be in your area of your body where you do your thinking. Softening, relaxing that tension, that energy, so you can recognize that there's also a stability, can be a stability in awareness. We say the mind wanders away, then we bring the mind back. But in fact, the mind goes nowhere. The mind does not move. It's a metaphor we use. Maybe you can tune into the way in which awareness is actually steady or stable. And with whatever degree of stabilities you have in your body, in relaxed steadiness of awareness, become aware of the body breathing. Be aware of the comings and goings of in-breath and out-breath. The way your body experiences the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. The rhythm of sensations coming and going. Letting yourself be steady in the awareness of breathing. A steadiness in being receptive to the sensations of breathing in and breathing out. And not so much watching from the control tower. But feeling and sensing, breathing, letting the inner life sensations of breathing emerge, arise, appear. And relax yourself so you can ever again, repeatedly, ride on the scooter of breathing for however long there's momentum. Not so much that you're the agent of the one doing it, but you open to the experience of breathing. And you ride it. You're carried by the breathing. Awareness receives and as the body breathes, we recognize that we're aware of breathing. If the mind wanders off in thought, you don't need to bring the mind back. Open the awareness again to receive the body breathing. If body sensations, emotions, or thinking becomes more predominant than breathing, then open your calm, steady awareness to take in that experience. Opening to your experience and recognizing that there is awareness of it. And samadhi is the continuous awareness of what's happening. Continuous openness to receive and sense. Samadhi is the length of time that awareness is carried by the scooter before you have to remember to be present again, open again. Perhaps you can soften any strain or pushing in doing the practice. Softening that strain, and with that energy of that you are using for straining, let that be transformed into a greater openness, receptivity of awareness. Making space for your experience. To revere samadhi is to trust your ability to sit in the middle of your experience. With a still awareness, still presence, in a kind presence. To sit still with all things. Sit still in the middle of all things. Being aware kindly of all things. If you find yourself caught up in your thoughts, perhaps you can let go, but not just let go of your thoughts. As you let go into the experience of breathing. Let go into a stability and a steadiness with your experience. Allowing awareness of the experience. Recognizing the natural awareness that's intimate with what's happening. the experience of stability, the way we can be steady, is related to awareness which has some continuity through time. With whatever steadiness and stability of awareness you have, whatever steadiness and stability of body, within that, be aware of how breathing comes and goes on its own. The natural process that appears and disappears, each in-breath and out-breath. I think of the rhythm of breathing sometimes as a gentle wave that washes up on a gradually sloping sand beach. The wave washes up and gets pulled back. Breathing washes through, washes over awareness, rises and passes in the body. The more the stability and steadiness, the easier it may be just to allow whatever arises and passes to move through, just to appear and disappear and be without needing to do anything about it. And to whatever degree there's stability and steadiness now, listen to the three bells ending the sitting. But don't do anything at first. Just stay and notice what changes inside of you, what changes arise on their own with the bell. And then when you hear the fourth bell, you can maybe end the sitting. And as you hear the fourth bell and begin to shift your posture and open your eyes, see if you can do all those changes out of your stability, out of any steadiness that you have, so you stay connected and aware. Mindfulness is to be aware of your experience, even if it's just for a moment. Samadhi is a continuous awareness. Samadhi is resting, abiding in our capacity to be aware continuously. And as samadhi grows, there's a unification, which can mean that we begin to be aware in a fuller way, really experiencing the lived life, the lived experience of what's happening in a fuller way, sensing, feeling, inhabiting our life in this continuous awareness that's inclusive. To revere, to love mindfulness is to love those moments of just being aware, here and now. To revere samadhi is to revere the lived life that flows through our field of awareness. May this be a day for you of loving, not so much awareness or mindfulness, but loving that you're alive and aware. Not so much revering samadhi, but revering your capacity to really be aware continuously and fully, discovering and opening to this experience, this life, this lived life.